We just heard about several options in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley for live theater entertainment this month. Recently, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda surveyed the community theater landscape to see how it's evolved, and she has this report.
Like many things in Northwest Arkansas, theater in the region has changed dramatically during the last 20 years. There's more of it, and the shows that local companies produce range from classic musicals to fresh off Broadway productions. What hasn't changed is the need for weeks of rehearsal prior to opening night. Recently, a group of actors gathered inside Northwest Arkansas Community College's White Auditorium for a night of rehearsal.
I must say, I don't blame Phelps Potter for playing around.
Oh, does her husband?
Oh, Phelps has made passes at all us girls. I do think it's bad taste for a man to try and make his wife's friends, especially when he's bald and fat. I told him once, Phelps Potter, I said, the next time you grab at me, I'll go straight to Edith.
And did you?
Certainly not.
A little over a week ago, the curtain fell for the final time for the Village Players. After 31 seasons, the Benton County-based community theater group closed its doors. Kathy Forbes directed The Women, the organization's final production.
There's so many people that have got so many ideas, and they keep trying to shove them all into this kind of old format that they've followed for many years. This is going to give a lot of people, there's a lot of creative people that have been doing theater with Village Players for many years, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do now. There's little seedlings of things that are going to happen from this. Village Players will never be gone completely because the people will just, they'll create new things, and there's such a sense of community that really was based in Bella Vista, and I have a feeling we'll see something that'll spring up there that'll kind of go back to their roots and the way they used to do things, and you know, really tried to jump in with the big boys down here but without your own space down in Bentonville. So, and you know, I'm really hoping that we get to see a community theater in Bentonville at some point. Nothing against RLT, I love them, but it would be nice to see a little black box theater somewhere, and I hear rumblings and of maybe something happening that way, and really hoping it does.
Jan Reed Miller, former board president and a cast member of The Women, says not having a permanent home for the group made it difficult for them to get their name out in the community. The actress says she believes it wasn't one thing, but rather a combination of things that led to the group disbanding. She says for whatever reason, it dwindled down to there just wasn't enough support for them to keep going.
It seems like when we started, it was the Bella Vista Village Players. And so we were at Reardon Hall, and it was kind of a community-based. But then it got to the point where we couldn't afford Reardon Hall anymore. So we found another home here, which required a retirement community in Bella Vista to come here. And then that retirement community has kind of dwindled. And we've done a lot of work on trying to incorporate Bentonville and get Bentonville involved. But you know, the audiences just kept dwindling. People kept dwindling who would try out. There were a lot of new things, Theater Square, the Walden Arts Center, Rogers Little Theater, you know, Springdale. So it just seemed like, you know, we tried our best to figure out a way, tried everything we knew how to get more interest, and it just didn't happen.
Another long-standing theater staple in Benton County is Rogers Little Theater. Kay Cotton co-founded the nonprofit organization 27 years ago.
At that time, really, if you wanted to participate in theater, whether it was painting a set or acting or directing, you had to either drive to the ACO in Springdale or go to Joplin or Tulsa. And of course, there was theater at the university too, but it was mostly university students. So there just wasn't really much opportunity. And the audiences, of course, didn't have many options. And now, for goodness sakes, there's theater all over the place.
The creation of professional entities like Theater Squared and Ceramic Cow Productions have helped create more theater opportunities in the region. In addition to the growth of theater, the subject matter on stage has changed as well. Cotton says Rogers Little Theater is a lot better off technically than it used to be. She recalls a time when the group painted tin coffee cans black, inserted light bulbs into them, and then strung them up between trees for lighting during an early production. Cotton says some other changes at RLT include making an effort to really involve kids, as well as producing plays they wouldn't have had the nerve to do 20 years ago. She says in recent years, some of RLT's productions have been quite mature in theme.
Back then, we tried to select shows that we knew would be big crowd pleasers because we needed to draw audiences. And so we selected shows like Neil Simon plays and musicals, which are always popular, comedies, or if we did a drama, it would be something like 12 Angry Men or The Glass Menagerie, something that had name recognition and we knew we could get folks to come. Now, we're beginning to do shows that nobody's ever heard of. I doubt that many people in the area who aren't real theater fans would know Love, Loss, and What I Wore. They'd say, huh? What's that? It's a wonderful play. And so, you know, we're just being more ambitious in the programming. Plus, we do a lot more shows now than we did. We started out doing 5.
Art Center of the Ozarks and Sager Creek Art Center are two organizations that are adapting to the changing theater landscape. The ACO in Springdale has been working on a $1 million revitalization project to improve the organization's home by fixing heating and cooling units and refurbishing the exterior facade and parking. Jan Lauderdale, board president at Sager Creek Art Center, says they've been trying to re-energize the board of the Siloam Springs-based Art Center. Lauderdale says they've infused the board with new people and they're focused on rebuilding, so the community will be as excited about what they're doing as they are.
In any organization that's run on a volunteer basis, a lot of times it comes down to there's a small group of people that are doing everything. And I'm living in fear that those people that have been doing everything are going to be burned out and not want to do it anymore, and then it will die. And so so because of that, we realize we've got to infuse it with new life. We've got to bring more people in here that are willing to help keep it alive. And so that's really what caused us to sit back and say, okay, it's time. We've got to figure out how we're going to make this happen if it's going to stay alive, because otherwise it's not. And, you know, the Village Players are very good friends of ours, and we've actually collaborated with them before on productions. And it just broke my heart when they had to close.
As community theater groups often do, Sager Creek struggles with being an organization run solely by volunteers. Steven Spinotto, who has been involved with the group since he was a child, is now a board member, and his focus has been helping the organization with publicity.
We actually have no one to run the Arts Center, so really the board members have to act as, you know, almost day-to-day, which we can't really do, trying to manage as much as we can. So then what you are left with is, you know, whenever you find someone who's willing to direct a show, that director becomes everything. That director becomes publicist. That director becomes, you know, not just artistic director, but, I mean, everything that they're having to put together. And that's really putting a strain on, well, publicity. Kind of took the shot, which is unfortunate because, you know, how are you going to get people to come see your show if they don't hear about it?
Spinotto says now that they've built the board back up, they're looking at how to build back a foundation of membership and donors and corporate sponsorships. These things are necessary because most theater companies can't survive on ticket sales alone. Jan Lauderdale, board president at Sager Creek Art Center, says the group's number one priority is to be able to hire someone again because that person could help apply for grants. When asked what theater in Northwest Arkansas will look like in the next 20 years, Kay Cotton, co-founder of Rogers Little Theater, agrees that having a paid employee is something that will need to happen.
I think we are fast approaching the time when we're going to, and I can only speak for Rogers Little Theater, but we're going to have to hire some full-time staff people. We need a technical director. We need somebody to build and paint the scenes. We may even wind up with an artistic director who actually will direct most of the shows, like Harry Blundell at ACO directs most of the shows. And then every now and then he'll pull in somebody to, who's a volunteer, not a professional, but he will have them direct a show. But for the most part, the artistic director has huge role in selecting the shows and then in directing them. And I think we're going to get to that point. I think we'll have to.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.